KCSF News, April 22nd, 2019. Hi, I'm Nicholas Harder, and this is the first in the three-part series about the dropout rate at city and community colleges. I've spent the last 7 months or so crunching numbers and interviewing students and administrators to put this together. I hope you enjoy the music, which was made by a friend of mine, and the sounds, which were collected here at the City College of San Francisco by yours truly. Without further ado, part one of College Dropout. According to the National Center for Education Statistics, 47% of students who attend city and community colleges leave school before acquiring a degree. 47%. That means one out of every two students at city and community colleges drop out. Also known as CCs or two-year schools, community colleges have twice the dropout rate as the average four-year university, which stands at 23%. Do those numbers surprise you? You know who these numbers came as no surprise to? The young students currently enrolled at the City College of San Francisco.
These statistics actually don't really surprise me whatsoever.
When you say like, hey, this thing is free and affordable, the people who can't afford to do a lot of things will go, oh, hey, I'm gonna do that. But also the people who can't afford to do a lot of things have full-time jobs.
If you think about it, trying to balance out work, also trying to like get your education and take it really seriously and studying hard, that could take a toll on somebody.
I spent the 2018 fall semester in conversation with more than a dozen students at CCSF, trying to understand why the dropout rate is so high.
The subjects are too high standard and not like high school where it was sort of easy.
When you're at community college, it's harder to kind of meet people sometimes. You know, you're not living on campus. You might get a little bit lonely.
Most of them just go because it's kind of thrusted upon you at an early age. You're going to college.
Nearly all the factors which precipitate that 47% dropout rate at two-year schools around the country are present here at the City College of San Francisco, the eighth largest college in the nation. While the official scorecard from the California Community College Board states that CCSF has a graduation rate of 53%, if you go on college tracking websites such as niche.com or UNIVstats, that number is more like 35%. Now, the graduation rate is a little different from the dropout rate. A 35% graduation rate at CCSF means that 35% of students graduate with some sort of degree or certificate within 6 years. The graduation rate for CCs nationwide is a dismal 25%. For individual colleges, it's easy to find the graduation rate, which is again the percent of students who graduate within 150% of normal time, usually 6 years for a bachelor's degree. But it can be a lot harder to find the dropout rate, the percent of students who never graduate at all. Confused? That's okay. We'll be talking more about these numbers and the problems with how we quantify the success of CCs throughout the episode. To start to get some clarity on all this data, I'm going to take you to Cloud Hall, where we'll visit with
Michael Almaguer.
Michael Almaguer's position is
Associate Vice Chancellor of Instruction.
It's his job, along with a team of administrators, to coordinate the different departments on campus and connect students with services and support that will help them graduate on time.
How do we help students complete their goals here at City College within a reasonable time frame? In the perfect world, that's 2 years.
To be clear, four-year universities, also called four-year schools, are where students typically go to get a BA or bachelor's degree, which is supposed to take 4 years. Most students who go to CCs, including every student I interviewed here at CCSF, plan to transfer to a four-year university where they can get that bachelor's degree. Two-year colleges, like CCSF, are called such because the expectation is that it will take 2 years to transfer to a university or get an associate's degree. But as Michael acknowledges.
That's a rarity, as we all know. 3 years is still considered very good, but oftentimes the completion time period is much more than that. It could be 5 and 6 years and even longer in many cases.
This is why the time-based 25% national graduation rate, which suggests that only 1 in 4 students at community colleges finish school, is lower than the actual 47% dropout rate. Because so many students stay at CC longer than 2 years, they end up taking more than 6 years to get their final degree. Why is it that it takes so long? At CCs, students often struggle to get into required classes, classes they need to take to graduate on time. Plus, to graduate in 2 years, you have to be a full-time student for 4 semesters. But most community college students don't take a full course load. One student I spoke with on the hill by the science building, Monica Nicole, said she started at Chabot College in Hayward a year ago with a full course load and ended up dropping out before the end of her first semester. She said she'd overwhelmed herself by taking too many classes.
It's not exactly like high school, much more demanding, much more professional, definitely.
So now she's starting college again a year later at CCSF, but this time taking less than a full course load. Reflecting on her time at her first college where she dropped out from, I asked Monica,
was it because you were planning to transfer? Were you like trying to take a lot of classes to be able to transfer earlier or?
Yes, definitely.
Do you think that puts a lot of pressure on students?
Yes, that's why my
calling CC's 2-year colleges sets up an expectation and pressures students to take more classes than they can actually handle. Monica doesn't expect to transfer in 2 years. This time around, she's more focused on taking school at a pace that works for her instead of graduating, quote unquote, on time.
My advice is just to start small, don't start too big, start too big, and you're gonna lose it.
Monica's experience frustrates me. As you'll hear in the next couple episodes, I've spoken with many students who have had a similar experience. The pressure to take a full course load and graduate within a set time frame is too often incompatible with the average student's actual abilities. As Mr. Almaguer pointed out, CCs are supposed to be a place for students to ease into the academic rigor of higher education, not rush them through it.
Not all students, even though they may want to go to a 4-year school, even though their parents may want them to go to a 4-year school, are prepared for a 4-year school.
At a 4-year university, each additional semester a student has to attend costs tens of thousands of dollars. Monica's experience frustrates me because the expectation to transfer or graduate in 2 years works against one of the biggest advantages of attending a CC, the ability to save money and take your time.
Okay, if you have to drop it because you're not doing well in it, then you drop it. You take it again next semester. It's not like, oh, gee, we paid all this tuition money and the student is under some kind of pressure.
The ability to take one's time going through school is especially important for CC students who are often forced to choose between supporting themselves and acquiring an education. 70% of CC students work and go to school simultaneously. More than half of the students who drop out, the largest category, report that it was because of work responsibilities. These numbers skew much differently for 4-year universities, where students often come from higher socioeconomic backgrounds. At 4-year universities, most students are able to enroll full-time. Full-time students are statistically more likely to persist and graduate. The majority of CC students are enrolled part-time, 71%, nearly the same number as who work and go to school simultaneously. There is financial aid available for these students, which theoretically would enable them to enroll full-time, but most of the working folks I interviewed at CCSF reported that they were already taking advantage of it.
My financial aid covers most of my tuition.
And are you working?
Yes, I'm currently working part-time and going to school part-time.
While financial aid is easy to get for most students, it must be insufficient if 70% of CC students still have to work to pay their living expenses, forcing them to take classes part-time. It's a real class issue because community and city colleges are supposed to be the place where lower-income citizens can go to achieve a higher education, and students there are dropping out at twice the rate of 4-year universities. It's not because they're bad students. It's because the system is not necessarily designed to accommodate those who have to support themselves while going through school, which is most people. Right now, it's cheaper to enroll in college with an overfull course load than to take classes part-time. Colleges incentivize students this way, also with scholarships, to encourage them to enroll full-time, because an individual college's success is based on its graduation rate, not its ultimate dropout rate. So the schools themselves are under a lot of pressure to hustle students through within that six-year time frame. Here at CCSF, there are night classes and support groups for working students. But in the end, studies show that giving students enough money to enable them to work less and enroll full-time remains the best way to get them a degree. This is a privilege afforded to most four-year university students, though it often sends them tens of thousands of dollars into debt. To summarize, college is the most cost-effective for CC students when they enroll full-time. But to be a full-time student, you either have to work less and struggle to pay bills, or keep working the same amount and get progressively more tired and stressed until you possibly, no, probably, drop out. If you're starting to feel like there's some serious systemic problems with how higher education works in this country, well, you're not wrong. The average student who achieves a bachelor's degree leaves school with $37,000 of debt. Total student debt for the whole nation stands at $1.5 trillion and counting. Our higher education system is set up to encourage students to figure out what they want to do and get them through school as quickly as possible. It's embedded in the names: two-year college, four-year university. Are these temporal systems designed to accommodate the real needs of students? Or are they like ticking clocks in the background, setting unrealistic expectations which demoralize students and contribute to the high dropout rate?
You're gonna go to here, or you're gonna go to, you know. I was actually supposed to go to Chicago for school, didn't end up doing that, went to community college, hated it.
Next episode, I'll explore these questions by sharing the stories and complaints I've heard from students around campus with the Associate Vice Chancellor, Mr. Almaguer. If this episode was all about the numbers, the next one's going to be a little more personal.
The criticism I used to hear a lot from students was going to community college is just a little bit like what my experience was at high school, and they want to experience something else. You know, it's not really what I envisioned.
Stay tuned.